This is an ABC podcast.
Amid ongoing uncertainty about the Great Barrier Reef water quality targets and whether or not they'll actually be met, the Queensland government's given its clearest indication yet it intends to make minimum standards compulsory across all agricultural industries. The government went to the last election promising to increase reef regulations and recently completed its final round of consultation on its proposal to apply the law beyond reef catchments and to industries not previously covered. Queensland's Environment Minister Leanne Enoch is with you on the Queensland Country Hour to explain exactly where the state government is at with that promise. G'day, Minister. Thanks for being with us on the Country Hour.
No problems. Thanks for having me on.
Farmers have known for a long time that the Labor government had this, big stick hovering over them. Is now the right time to be pulling the trigger?
I think you're right in saying that farmers have known for quite some time. And I think farmers have been working really hard with governments of all persuasions at all levels to try and mitigate the issues around water quality. I think every farmer that I've ever met absolutely understands the importance of the Great Barrier Reef, not just understanding that it contributes more than $6 billion to the Australian economy and about 60,000 jobs, but also to the environment. So there has been a great deal of work that's been done. Unfortunately, what we've seen from some of the evidence is that we haven't been able to move the dial as quickly as I think everybody had hoped. And that's why what we saw from the Great Barrier Reef Water Science Task Force in their recommendations is that we implement some stage regulations to rapidly accelerate progress towards the water quality targets necessary for a healthy, resilient reef. We've had public discussion paper out since started in March 2017. And then in January this year, not long after I became the Minister of Environment, I requested that we extend that RIS process by a further 4 weeks, understanding that there was still some concern about people's engagement in the process, given that there'd been an election, etc. And then in April this year, I asked my department to undertake some targeted consultation so that there was a full understanding of the impact.
It's certainly been a long, torturous process. Minister, you've just outlined that. When are we likely to see the draft legislation?
So there's been some back and forward on the draft legislation in this targeted consultation period. So I'm finalising that now, and then obviously there'll be a process through Cabinet and into the Parliament. The goal is that we will see that happen this year.
Any particular time this year?
Obviously, I want to make sure I get it right. There are multiple parties that are engaged in this. And we've got, obviously, a number of scientific statements and recommendations that we need to be able to meet as well.
Well, Minister Enoch, you've been on cane farms and other farms, presumably, as well. You've witnessed some of the changes that have been made. Are you concerned that you might jeopardise that progress and the goodwill that has been established in that partnership that you mentioned between the government and key industries in key catchments by taking out the big stick at exactly the moment when farmers are demonstrating a willingness to change?
Well, I will acknowledge that there has been some progress, and I think there's a lot to be able to celebrate about that progress. Unfortunately, as I said, that dial has not been able to turn as quickly as we had hoped, and we're not seeing the results in terms of the water quality issues that we're facing in the Great Barrier Reef. One of the things that, when I've been on farms, with cane farmers in particular, is the way that they've been embracing best management practices, so the BMP accreditation in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in Innisfail, for instance, on Joe Morano's farm, where, you know, we're seeing Innisfail really as one of those bright spots for BMP accreditation. You know, we're sort of seeing an alignment of programs like in Innisfail, the cane changer program with BMP, and of course, really strong local leadership, which is delivering some real results. And, you know, we're seeing also, I went to Sandy Creek looking at their water quality improvement project. Queensland government invested some $700,000 in that program over 3 years. And, you know, they were, I even got to test the water, to be honest. So I got to see exactly what was going on and how they do all that.
So you would know how powerful it is, if you've done the water testing, how powerful that is in terms of increasing momentum and participation when farmers can actually see the results of their practice changes. And one of their biggest frustrations is that there just isn't enough of a mechanism to be able to measure and quantitatively assess the progress that's being made.
We should be clear, though, that there has been a great deal of funding that we've been able to put into the space, and there has been some commitments from the federal government and the state government with regards to water quality, and we're seeing some new ways and some new technologies to be able to assist with getting that real-time data and also data that's going to be able to help us paint a bigger picture in terms of reporting back to not just the Science Task Force in Queensland and Australia, but internationally being able to report to the world about how we're managing runoff into the Great Barrier Reef. You know, this government's put an extra $6.3 million over the next 4 years, for instance, into the Smart Cane BMP program to support exactly those kinds of things about being able to measure, use that data, etc. We've seen another $13.8 million in the recent state budget to help the agricultural industry transition to more sustainable practices. So there's a great deal of attention and resources that we're funneling into this work so that we can get better results onto the Great Barrier Reef.
And cane growers are saying that the momentum is shifting because of that investment and because of that cooperative approach that the government's taken. And that's evidenced by not only the number of growers, but also the total amount of land in key catchments that is now benchmarked against some of those indicators like soil health, nutrient management, irrigation and drainage management. Is it fair that you suggest that the dial's not moving quickly enough?
Look, I do want to accept and acknowledge that we are seeing some progress, that's for sure. You know, when you think 70% of cane land and reef catchments has been benchmarked against best practice standards, unfortunately, only 17% of cane land in reef catchments is accredited. So you can benchmark, but you have to actually demonstrate the best practice in your work, and that's why I'm actually really supportive of the BMP process and the BMP in terms of its accreditation. I think it's absolutely a great way of moving forward, which is why in terms of the proposed amendments with regards to the regulations, that I want to see the incentivising of more farms accredited against the BMP. So I'm really, you know, seeing that as an opportunity to have farmers meet the regulation through the BMP process.
Leanne Enoch, Queensland's Environment Minister, with you on the Queensland Country Hour today. Minister, the Auditor-General recently acknowledged that your government's efforts to better coordinate the management of the reef and issues around that is helping the situation, but ultimately it still casts serious doubt about whether or not you'll be able to meet current targets in the 2050 plan. Does that suggest that the government set unrealistic targets?
Well, just remembering that the 2050 plan is not just about the Queensland government's targets. You know, it's a combined effort in that we've had to be able to demonstrate to international authorities about how we're meeting our commitments. And, you know, we've had to make those targets to ensure that the Great Barrier Reef, its status on the World Heritage List is not changed, which obviously would have a massive impact in this state and in the country. Fortunately, we've been able to maintain its status on the World Heritage List because of the targets that we've set and the actions that we're seeing so far. But, you know, the Queensland Audit Office report, along with other reports, like so the Scientific Consensus Statement, for instance, and the Water Quality Task Force report, they're all saying that we have to do more, which is why the recommendations for some stage regulations in this space to try and move the dial a little quicker is the reason why we're moving down this path.
And one of the other things that you've indicated you'll do in that updated Reef 2050 Water Quality Improvement Plan is that you've set targets for other sources of land-based water pollution, which I must say has been welcomed by agricultural users of land. Yeah. How will you go about measuring water pollution coming from urban development and public land?
So just to be clear on this one, there has been some changes to the planning framework. So that now includes best management practice for erosion, sediment, stormwater management, those kinds of things in urban areas, including the prevention of water pollution during the construction phase for urban development. So, you know, that planning framework has been able to give us some indications about how we'll get those actions in place. The measurements that are happening now, you know, they're things that we're working through with the scientific community about how we actually measure those things. But the fact that we've included those now, I think is very important, given that our population is growing in Queensland and that we want to make sure that urban development is also being measured in terms of its impact.
Minister Enoch, you acknowledged at the outset of this interview the contribution of the Great Barrier Reef to jobs and to the state's economy. Just finally, what's your message to Queensland farmers who are also very big contributors to the Queensland economy, and yet the messages that they seem to be getting are all to do with increased regulation and scrutiny of their activities?
For me, and I've said this since becoming the Environment Minister, my goal is to move towards the notion of a thriving balance. We've got to be able to protect the Great Barrier Reef for many reasons, not just economic. The evidence is that we have to do more to protect it into the future. That's why I have absolutely ensured that there has been some lengthy, very lengthy, comprehensive consultation with the farming industry with regards to these regulations so that we can find that thriving balance in the way that we move forward together.
Environment Minister Leanne Enoch, thank you very much for the update today, and hopefully we can talk again on the Country Hour soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Charlie.